Blog Talk Radio.
Makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage. You know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out. I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far. Cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag, such a dance of tango, skipped the life and dango, was her aunt princess, seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane.
Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Cause the teacher's a jerk, he must think I'm a fool. And all the kids smoke reefer, I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie, and run with the creeps. Cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you
but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song cause he hates the places you play and where you stay. Looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps and pushers and the big money makers, driving big cars in the 20s and 10s, and you wanna grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is cooked and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused and served like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in the cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep them going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep them going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like cowboy, man.
Cool.
Yo, what's up, money?
Yo.
Hey, we're feeling Raheem, man.
Yeah,
what's up for tonight, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to Fever, man.
Let's check out Cube, man.
Hey, yo, you know that girl, Betty?
Yeah, man.
My mom got robbed, man.
Not what?
Again, man. She got hurt.
What happened? What happened?
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This is Phyllis Williams coming at you live from Keeping It Live Radio. It's Monday night, October 3rd, 2016. The show is every Monday night, 8 p.m. through 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a really great show topic for you tonight entitled Intimidating and Controlling Your Mate. You know, I just wanted to share with you that I am not a teacher, nor have I done any research on the topic at hand. I am just an ordinary person that have experienced life along the way. You know, it's a terrible thing to be controlled by someone in a relationship, and it does not make a difference what gender is being controlled. You're still a human being that deserves to be treated with love and respect. Excuse me. However, we've got to take responsibility for our lives, meaning we do not, under any circumstances, allow anyone to control your life. You know, ladies and gentlemen, loving yourself is very imperative, and I believe that we should make it known to our mate that God comes first, then you, the kids, then your mate. And I'll tell you why I say this. I say this because if we don't take care of ourselves, we will not be able to take care of our families and anyone else. And in my opinion, a relationship should be nurtured and cared for, because there is nothing, I mean nothing, like a peace of mind. What is a peace of mind? Peace of mind is when the bills are paid, the kids are doing their best in school, and your mate is kept happy. Happiness is an option, ladies and gentlemen, and life is about choices. In my opinion, I feel that we choose the lives we live. Yes, I really do feel this way, because we choose our careers, we choose our mate, we choose the people that we have in our circle, and most of all, we choose whether we want to embrace God. And with that being said, I see that I have a caller here ending in 9029. Again, the call that is ending in 9029, you are now live on the line.
I'm just going to listen right now. I don't have a comment, but I'm just going to listen, and it sounds like it's going to be a dynamic topic, so I'm just going to listen right now.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, actually, I'm doing the show off the top of my head tonight, and it is entitled intimidating and controlling your mate. You know, oftentimes we involve ourselves with people that sometimes we don't even know, and only to find out later on down the line that these people are control freaks. You know, they want to control everything. But I'll tell you, if you find someone early on in your life as a young person, because usually I like to start from young people, you know, if you find someone early on in your life that's controlling, and what I mean by that is, like, they'll try to keep you away from your family, your friends, you know, they want to tell you what to do, what to wear, when to come, when to go. Usually those relationships end up as abusive relationships. So we have to be careful and more selective about how we choose our mate. And believe it or not, they give you signs right in the very beginning. Red flags are right there. But sometimes we choose to ignore them because of how the person looks or how sexy he or she is. And so we think, like, you know what, I like this person. But, you know, we gotta start looking deep down inside. We got to start looking inside of ourselves and knowing, you know, like, hey, you know, I got to want more for myself than just to allow someone to control me. And demand your respect, your self-respect in the very beginning. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with telling a person what you want and letting them know that, you know, there's certain things that you're just not going for. You know, but oftentimes we get caught up, we think that it's cool to, you know, argue back and forth. Oh, he loves me because he's arguing with me, or, you know, I mean, it's crazy, you know, to even go through something like that. But we do, because he's arguing with me and he's, you know, asking me where I've been. Oh, I think that that's just so cute. That's so attractive. And, you know, it's not. It's warning signs for you to follow and understand that, hey, this man here or this woman, because you have some controlling women, and there are some women out there that can beat a man. You know, and I'm not saying all men, but I'm just saying there are some women out there, they're pretty rough. And, you know, it's sad to, you know, allow someone to control you like that. But like I said, there are some people out there that do. They don't, you know, they don't have any regards for anyone else. And, you know, their whole thing is to be controlled. And I think it comes from their upbringing, you know, how they were brought up as children and, you know, what they may have seen in the household, you know, fighting and arguing and, you know, dad intimidating the mom, or, you know, vice versa, you know, because like I said, there's some women out there that'll beat a man down. So, you know, kids, they see this in the household and they grow up watching their parents fight and, you know, fussing and arguing and stuff, brothers and sisters not getting along. You know, there's a lot of chaos in the household, a lot of disruption and, you know, a lot of abuse, a lot of bad stuff in the house that causes them to act the way they act. So they latch out. You know, they go to school and, you know, it's in school, you know, the intimidation and, you know, the bullying and all that stuff. So it starts at home, really. Always tell people all these things, they start at home, you know. But, you know, I think that, you know, as people, we got to really take control of our own lives before we allow someone else to take control of what we're doing. You know, we have our business and we got to stand up. Got to stand up to people and let them know what you're about. Like, I'm just not having this. You're not going to intimidate, nor are you going to come and control my life, you know. So as young people, older people, you know, because older people, they go through it too. You got to know yourself. You got to, you know, you definitely got to have some kind of self-identity to make sure that a person gives you that respect that you deserve. Because if you don't and you don't love yourself, people pick up. They pick up the signals. They pick that up early on. Like, this person doesn't love themselves, and I can just do whatever. I can, you know, they can just take control then because they know that you have no self-confidence. Self-esteem is low. So why not? Why not take advantage of someone like that? It's bad, but people they're out there and they're doing it every day. They're really controlling and manipulating the situation, and it's horrible. It's horrible to be like that, but that's just how people are. So, you know, with that being said, if there's anyone else that would like to, you know, question or comment, you can press 1 to come into the host queue. And, again, for question and comments, press 1 to come into the host queue, and you will be live on the show. If not, I will continue the show. If 9029 has any more comments, you're more than welcome to comment. Or, like I said, I will just go ahead and continue the show. Okay, I'll just continue forward. Like I was saying, you know, oftentimes we, you know, as people, allow other people to control and manipulate us. You know, sometimes it can be just in friendship. You know, you have, there's some friendships out there that you know, they're going through the same entire, you know, exact thing. It's like, you know, this friend wants to intimidate or control the actions of someone else or of the friend, you know, and you just can't do that. You know, it's like, you know, you have to have respect. Respect comes in, but in order to get that respect, you have to demand it. Because if you don't demand it, then you won't get it. It's just that simple. So we have to learn that. We have to teach that to our children so our children can grow up and have self-confidence and have strong self-values for themselves and learn to love themselves more. But if you're planting the seed early on in life for these children to love themselves, you know, and care about, you know, just brothers and sisters loving each other, you know, then you'll find that, you know, you can very well get that same thing in return. So it's very, very important to understand who you are, stand up for yourself, and don't allow anyone else to control you nor intimidate you. You know, that's very important. And these are things, these are very important factors because we take these things through life. You know, as an older person, you know, I can look back on my life and I've seen some things, you know, some friendships and, you know, relationships and things, and I can remember going through certain things. And as an older person, I, you know, I demand what I want. You know, that's the only way to go. Demand what you want and be who you are. You know, be yourself. You know, but be strong and stand up for yourself. I mean, because if you don't do it, no one else will. No one's going to take care of you but you. So we have to understand, like I said before, we got to love ourselves. We got to love ourselves enough to know that, hey, you know, I'm somebody. And I love me, and display that to someone else, because when you do, they can't get over. You know, like I said in another show, you know, there are people that they know they'll mess with this person, but they know not to mess with this person over here because they know that person is just not having it. And this person right here, they'll railroad them, they'll walk on them, they'll wipe their feet on them all day long, but they will not try it with this other person. You know, I was watching a show tonight. It's an old show, Maud, on television. And it was funny because I had already chosen my subject topic, intimidating and controlling your mate. And I just happened to look at the show tonight. I was like, oh, my God. The show was pretty relative to what I decided to do on my show. You know, Maud was trying to tell her friend that she had been knowing for a long time, to not allow her husband to use her as a walking mat. Stand up to him. Don't let him do what he do. He's been getting away with certain things for a long time, and Maud was trying to tell her to no longer let this man do what he was doing to her. And it was a good show because she was so afraid to stand up to this man. But once she stood up to him, she knew that things would get better. And her husband really appreciated her standing up to him. He had been doing what he was doing for a long, long time. But until she stood up to him, he continued to do so. But that day came, and she said, you know what? I demand this. I want that. You know, people have said in the past that if you don't get it from the door, years to come, people won't, you know, respect you. And that's not true. You just have to, you know, let a person know that, you know, you're serious and you're not allowing anyone to do anything to you by no means necessary. You're just not going to, you're not putting up with it. And I think the moment you do that, people will, they will respect you. They'll understand, like, this person is just not going to take my mess. And it's just that simple. I mean, we don't have time for that. I mean, especially as adults. We have adult business and, you know, things that need to be taken care of. And the one thing you don't want to do is allow your mate or someone else to just control your life. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just that simple. You know, and especially in front of our children. We have children, and, you know, these children, they have to see the turmoil and the dysfunction in the household. It's not fair to them. You know, as my grandmother used to tell me as a little girl, you know, you didn't ask to come here. And I can remember her saying words like that, you know, and that's very true. These children, they don't ask to come here. So, you know, when we get them here, you know, we have to make sure that we keep them safe and they're secured and they feel like, you know, they have protection and things like that. And so with that being said, I am going to take caller 0113. You're now on the line. You're live. Hello, 0113. You're now live on the line.
Yes, as I just tuned in, I was just listening. I don't even know what you're talking about. So.
Okay, the subject topic is a very good topic tonight. The topic for discussion tonight is intimidating and controlling your mate. And I felt that this was something really important to talk about because, you know, oftentimes a lot of people are going through this. You know, there are many people out there that are being controlled and intimidated, you know, by someone that they felt might keep them safe or, you know, protect them and, you know, protect the family and, you know, and there should be some peace, love, and harmony there. But instead, it's like they're just going through it. And it's really not a good thing. It's not a good thing to, you know, endure such pain and aggravation and, you know, all that stuff. So that's why I felt like I should do a show on something, you know, based on the subject topic tonight to maybe help people to open up, you know, and not allow someone to control or intimidate them. You know, it's not good for either party. You know, even for the person that's doing it, there's some issues. There's some issues down there that's deeply, deeply rooted in that person that's doing the intimidating and the controlling of the mate. So that's why I want to talk about the show tonight, sir. But if you if you're interested in asking a question or you have a comment, you're more than welcome to do so.
Well, I'm married to a black woman, so ain't much intimidating going on there.
I know that's right.
So that's the extent I got to comment. But I don't know. I really don't know anybody who's in that type of situation, although I'm sure it does happen. But I'll just kind of listen. I'll listen and learn.
Well, you know what? That's good because that's good that you don't. But there are many people. You'd be surprised the people that's living in secret right now. They're living in secret. They're being beaten in the bottom. I'm not saying that you know people like this, but there are women. There are women. I mean, like I said, there's some women that will beat a man down. You know, I'm from Newark, New Jersey. We got some out there that'll do it. But, you know, at the same time, there are relationships right now, women that's being quietly abused by her significant other. And she would not tell it. You know, she would just live through the turmoil year after year after year and take it, you know, take whatever he's given. Like I was saying earlier, you know, like if a person is dating someone and they pick up on vibes in the beginning where he's like, you know, you shouldn't go to your mother's house. He's trying to keep you from going, you know, to see your friends and family. You know, he's telling you what to wear, what not to wear. Ladies and gentlemen, those are red flags right there. Those are red flags right there letting you know something is definitely wrong and leave now while you have a chance. You know, but sometimes we get caught up on a lot of things in a relationship or in the process of dating. You know, you might really like the person, you know, and then you want to just continue seeing this person only to find out that this person is, you know, not what you thought they were. You know, and a lot of times they display everything right in the very beginning of the relationship. They don't wait. They let you know right then and there who they really are. But we're blinded. We're blinded to love. And, you know, it's like, you know what, I don't want to accept the fact that this person is like this. You know, and all the while there's a voice telling you on the inside, you know what, you know that this is not healthy. You know, so the show is basically about, you know, maintaining a healthy relationship, standing up for yourself, and not allowing anyone to control you by no means. Just, you know, understand who you are and love yourself enough to tell this person, listen, you are not going to control and intimidate me. You know, but intimidation and controlling people, that goes beyond just, you know, just the mate. You know, you can have friends that are like that and, you know, people that, you know, you really don't care to be around, but they can be intimidating to the point where it's like, okay, you know, I'll just be around them anyway. I heard Tyrese Gibson, he gave a he's on YouTube, and he's an inspirational speaker, and he spoke about that, like, being around people that you truly don't even feel, but you'll continue to be around them anyway, you know, because they tell you, hey, come on to a party. You know, life is about choices. You can tell that person no, but what do we do? We continue to feed the drama. I'm going to go ahead anyway. I'm going to go check them out anyway. And only to find out that that person is, you know, I mean, you knew it all the while, but it's like, you know, I'm going to go over here anyway and just sit down and just be miserable around these people. You know, you don't want to be around them. So it's, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot to go with that controlling and intimidating issue that, that we go through, you know, kids go through it too. You know, there are children out there that, you know, they're afraid, and this is in school. You know, they're bullied by someone, you know, and they have to be taught. Listen, you got to stand up for yourself. You got to look a person in the eye and mean what you mean and say what you mean and keep it like that, you know, and very important to display love to that child early on in their lives so they can grow up to have some kind of confidence and some self-esteem. You know, because without that, you know, life is going to crumble, you know, because you had nobody to set that foundation and plant that seed early on in your life. You know, so that's about it. But with that being said, I'll go back to 9029. You're on the line still. If you have any questions or comments, you're more than welcome to do so at this time.
I was listening to you. To you talk, and you know, like I said, it's a great topic because when I moved to the area I'm in, which is Johnson County, I met someone, and I told them about my past, which was a big mistake, and they used my past to manipulate me, you know, and I told them certain things, and they used that to manipulate me, and for a good while, I was allowing this person to manipulate me because I had never been in this situation. Well, I had been in this situation, but it had been a while. And they used romance as a weapon to keep me hanging on, but at the same time, they used the verbal abuse to keep my self-esteem low. And mind you, coming in from my past life that I came in from, in which I've shared before on a number of these talk shows, coming in from my past, my esteem and confidence was very low. And they used verbal abuse and, you know, to keep that low and keep me hanging on to where I would do what they said for me to do. And, you know, and there was people I had met that was good friends. I had to cut them loose. I shut them out of my life because they was like, you need to leave this person alone. They're not right for you, and I didn't want to believe it. But after, like you said, after I had taken all I could take, I had to depart my ways. It hurt, but I had to depart my ways. And at the same time, I used that as a learning experience. And today, I can honestly tell you, if you think you're going to disrespect me, you might as well have another thought, because I'm not allowing that today. I'm a God-fearing, self-supporting, independent black man today, mature black man, should I say, and nobody's not going to tear that down again, not again. And with that, I rest my mic.
Okay, well, I have some other callers on the line here, and I want to go ahead and take this really quickly. The number is 1111. You're now on the line. 1111. You're now on the line. Hello? Hello, 1111, you're now on the line. 1111. You're now on the line. Okay, well, I will continue to speak in terms of intimidating and controlling your mate. The call-in number is 914-803-4571. Again, 914-803-4571. And you're welcome to call Monday night at 8 to 10 p.m. Again, Monday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Okay, and I will continue on what I was saying in reference to the show. This show is about intimidating and controlling your mate. And I feel that this is a very strong topic because there are so many people out there that are going through intimidation, and they are going through, you know, being controlled by, you know, their significant other or friends, family. It could be cousin. It could be a number of people out there that could be, you know, in that situation, and they're being controlled by people. And it's a hurtful thing. It's very unhealthy, you know, to go through that sort of thing with your mate. And those things, they can very well rub off on family members in the house, you know, like I said, kids and things of that nature. So we want to be mindful, stay mindful of the fact that there are people out there that's going through it, you know, and they don't have anywhere to turn, and they're afraid. You know, like I said, they can be suffering in silence. And if this is silent, you know, and they're not really, you know, able to come out and tell someone, listen, I'm going through something, I'm being, you know, controlled in this relationship, and I don't like it. You know, sometimes you need to come forward, you know, and speak about it in the appropriate time. You know, come forth and let somebody know. You know, there's so many groups out there now that have, you know, help for you. You know, you can go and you can dial in these 1-800 numbers and you can get the necessary help needed, you know, so that you don't have to feel that you're alone, because you're not alone. You know, there are many people out there that feel like, hey, I'm alone, you know, because I have this person is doing this to me and I don't know how to get away. But you got to have faith and you got to pray and ask God to uplift you and give you what you need so that you can continue forward. So you don't have to worry about going through such things. You know, so important, you know. So I just want to bring that out to you tonight, and that's about it. I just, you know, wanted to make sure that people understood the importance of, you know, having, you know, that self-confidence and having that self-esteem needed to stand up to someone that is trying to make you feel that you are alone and that you have no one at all and that they're the only person in your life, because sometimes they can make you feel that way, like, you know, like I'm the only one that you need, and, you know, take you away from all that's important, all your friends and family and people who really genuinely care for you. So we gotta understand that we gotta stand up for ourselves, stand up and keep it real and let them know that I'm not having this. And with that, I rest my mic. If there's anyone else that would like to come in on the show, again, the number is 914-803-4571. Again, 914-803-4571. If not, I would like to take a commercial break for a few minutes. And let's see. Yes, I would like to take a commercial break. And hopefully, maybe some other callers will come in a moment. Thank you.